Time for the Africa Report with Leanne de Bassompierre. Lovely to chat to you again, Leanne. And of course, Nigeria continues to be in the news, don't they? They saying now that Twitter must register locally first before they end the ban.
Yes. So Refil and I spoke about this last week, Africa, and we knew this saga is just not going to end immediately. It's going to be an ongoing issue. And I think an important ongoing issue, because it's something that is not, it's not the first time that it's coming up that Twitter needs to register. Nigeria is now saying that they're making money in the country and they need to register with the Corporate Affairs Commission. They need to get a license by the National Broadcasting Commission. And more importantly, they need to start paying taxes. Of course, they were, the government was not happy and banned Twitter last week when they removed a tweet by President Muhammadu Buhari. And so, it's going to be interesting to see where this leads and what kind of precedents it would set for Nigeria and for the rest of the continent. In fact, so I think definitely an interesting one to keep watching.
Without a doubt, some people arguing that this move by Nigeria is a dangerous slide towards dictatorship. And I loved a column I read in The Guardian yesterday where it says the challenges for the president of Nigeria extend beyond Twitter. There are very serious issues that he needs to start dealing with and addressing as opposed to banning Twitter. Well, in the Ivory Coast, they've just inaugurated the Anti-Terrorism Institute, and that was presided over by the French Foreign Affairs Minister.
Yes, so that's actually happening today. And it's so the center has been open for quite some time, but it's had a lot of funding by the French government. So the French Foreign Affairs Minister is opening it today. And it comes at a very important time, Africa, because the Ivory Coast is really surrounded by, you know, Mali, Burkina, Niger, Chad, where they've been experiencing many attacks. And in fact, it's coming even further to the coast now. We've had isolated incidents, you know, around border posts where one, two soldiers are being killed. But it's very important. And it's an very interesting center, actually, because they've created replicas of hotels, and they do simulations of releasing hostages. They've got a replica of a Sahelian village. And so it's really very well done. And so it's threefold. It's an interministerial kind of center. Obviously, you have lots of trainees coming from across the region. And also not only training center, but it's also a strategic research center, which is more important, I think, that they could try to get to the bottom of these attacks before they actually happen, or try to anticipate when these attacks would happen. So I think this is very important for not only Ivory Coast, but for the entire West African region.
Leanne, always lovely to chat to you. Thank you very much. Leanne de Bassompierre is back with Refil Omolojo next week, Thursday.